Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The gold and platinum from a million planets wouldn't buy souls. Can't buy a soul. The only thing that was valuable enough to pay for our souls, to redeem us out of our sin and death, was and is the spotless blood, hallelujah, of the Lamb. And not only did the Lamb shed His blood and give His life and then take that blood to the mercy seat on high and make an eternal redemption for us, but beyond that, unto this very day, He continues to make intercession for us with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, I believe it. I believe it. Hebrews 7 and 20. Let's start in 22. 7:22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. They truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. Now, the priesthood, the tabernacle, the temple, the sacrifices, all of that, the Bible says, was patterned after what's actually in heaven. That's one of the reasons we want our children to learn about these things. A lot of people nowadays, they neglect their Old Testament, don't pay any attention to it. Big mistake. The Old Testament is full of beautiful, precise pictures of realities in heaven and the future. And the priest would come, and the high priest in particular, after purification, would go into the Holy of Holies and put the blood on the mercy seat, and it would cover the sins. Today our sins are not covered. They're washed away. The fact that they were covered was indicated by it having to be done again the following year. Hebrews goes into detail about this, doesn't it? And he said the priests were many over the years and decades and centuries because they only lived for so long. And then another one would come along and serve that function, and they'd live out their life and die. Another one would come along. Verse 24. But this man, you might know what man he's talking about here. This man. 1 Timothy says, there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The man. Why would it say the man? Somebody say, isn't he God? Yes. Well, then is he man? Yes. How can he be God and man? That's the mystery of the incarnation. But just like Job was crying out for, I need somebody that understands what it's like to live down here in this curse-filled, sin-filled world, to be mortal, to feel weak, to not know everything. How can the Almighty relate to a puny-feeling being like that? Well, God became man. Hallelujah! He didn't just empathize with our situation, He became. The Bible said He laid aside His mighty weight in glory and became just like other men. How did God do that? He's God. But never say again, nobody understands what I'm going through. Never say again. Nobody knows what I've been through. Jesus knows exactly what you've been through and much worse. Much worse. None of us have been tempted and pushed to the point of blood coming out of our pores simply because of the pressure we're under. None of us been that far. He has. He's been where you've been and beyond. Somebody said, well, he never sinned. How could he know what that's like? On the cross, he became sin with our sin. That's why it's recorded that he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? The spotless Son of God operating in omniscience would never say such a thing, would never need to. Have you ever felt like that? Have human beings ever felt like that? Where's God? I've messed up so bad. Jesus has been where we've been and beyond. Can you see it, friends? Oh, thank you, Master. Keep reading. This man, because he continues ever, has he been raised from the dead? Never to die again. Will he ever die? No. Will he ever grow old or wear out? Never. Never, never. So now we have an unchangeable priesthood. Hallelujah. Verse 25. Wherefore he, Jesus, is able also to save them to the uttermost. People have done all kinds of things with that word uttermost. But it has, you've got to keep it in context, it has to do with from now on. To the utter, outer limits of experience and time from now on. We will never change priests. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him, seeing He ever lives to make intercession for them. Hallelujah. The NIV says He always lives to intercede for them. The Amplified says He's always living to make petition to God, to intercede with Him and intervene for them. Again, don't just see this as a prayer thing. It's legal terminology. He is there to represent us, to speak for us, and to intervene on our behalf, lest we be judged. And this will never end. He's our representative. He understands us inside and out. And He understands the Father inside and out. And He's got His hand on both of us. Every day and every night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go with me to Philemon. Just one chapter in Philemon. Some folks may have wondered how this little book got in the New Testament. Oh, but there are no mistakes here. There are no unnecessary parts. You begin to see something real powerful here. In Philemon, let's just start in verse 1. I may want to read this whole book. If you got concerned, you need to know your Bible a little bit better. Philemon 1:1. Now this is a letter that Paul wrote to a person named Philemon. It's more than that, but God used it and inspired it. He says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. to our beloved Aphia and Archippus, Archippus, or as they say down south, Archippus. Our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. So this was written to a number of people, but specifically to Philemon. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of your faith become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Are there good things in you in Christ Jesus? Yes. Do you need to think about them? Yes. Talk about them? Yes. Acknowledge them? Yeah. Need to stir up the gift that's in you. We have great joy and consolation in your love because the bowels or the insides of the saints are refreshed by you, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold, now I want you to see, he said some great things, but now he's getting to why he wrote the letter. Can you see this? Though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin you, now that's a strong word to compel you, that which is convenient and right, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech you. He said, I could compel you to do this, but I'm not going to do that. I'm asking you. Being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, he reminds him that he's old and he's in jail. I beseech you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my bonds. Now this was a man that Philemon knew, who wound up in prison. And Paul has led him to the Lord. And he's born again. He said, which in time past was to you unprofitable, but now profitable to you and to me. Why am I reading this to you? This is intercession. This whole book, we call it, but this chapter, this letter, is intercession. It is Paul interceding with Philemon for Onesimus. And it's a perfect picture of the intercession of our Master. He said, there's a play on the word Onesimus. It has to do with useless and useful, if you look up the word, Greek words.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me